This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
It's funny, but the June 2012 American Journal of Medicine said that people who received regular teeth cleanings had a lower chance of heart attack and stroke. I guess they mean if you take care of yourself and watch what you put into your mouth, then good things can happen down the line. Makes sense to me. I always shudder when someone comes into my garden store almost demanding some kind of product for a plant that they feel needs a chemical enhancement. Usually, by the time a problem shows up, chemicals can only stave off the inevitable. The exception is spot weed control using a little spritzer for noxious weeds like poison ivy that pop up here or there, and perhaps using the very low toxicity of the insecticide called 7 for those Japanese beetles where they will devour an entire plant if not controlled. Fortunately, most garden problems have a high season where they are here and then that kind of threat passes. If I have healthy plants, they are then going to meet their full genetic potential, which usually means more flowers or other horticultural features. I like that because I plant things so they look good and make me smile. I like to use the 6P philosophy when planting things out to avoid chemical dependency down the line. That would be proper planting prevents pretty poor performance. First of all, don't plant rhododendrons or blueberries, both acid-loving plants, in heavy clay soil that prevails through most of our area. If you have alkaline soil, then use plants that prosper in it. Yeah, you could add aluminum sulfate or horticultural sulfur or other acidifying agents over the life of the plant, but why go through so much effort? Second, when you dig a hole, usually you find some rocks or roots. Dig a wide hole. We like to use the term a bowl because the root system of whatever it is you're planting usually likes to spread out wide like wings. There are very few plants with a taproot, so digging extra wide is better than extra deep. Then add in compost, 30% by volume, to the planting pit you've just dug. Peat moss just doesn't work in our heavy clay soils. Leaf grow compost does. When I plant, I make sure the plant isn't set too deeply. And as I'm backfilling with leaf grow compost mixed with the soil that came out of the hole, I keep a hose close by with a dram water wand attached. I want something that will allow a drenching of the soil as I plant to eliminate air spaces. It isn't possible to use one of those spray heads that you use when you wash the car to wet soil. It just blasts too hard and makes a mess or it doesn't work at all. As I'm planting, I use the water to settle the soil and also to give the new planting a fresh drink. I make sure the plants don't dry out for the entire first growing season, and every other week I give them a good shot of Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed Tonic, and then I just stand back and watch them flourish. This system has worked very well for over 39 years and probably will work well in your landscapes. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.